Hey, friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today, we're getting really close to finishing off this series on the Unification Church, at least for the time being. Today, really quick, I want to discuss something about the Reverend Sun Myung-Moon concerning the occult. That's right, he has had some dealings with the occult. He endorses the occult, and he practiced the occult. Things like clairvoyance, seances, necromancy. We'll get into that really quickly. We'll get into that. And then, and I think you guys already know that's wrong. I mean, the Bible expressly forbids that. And I'll throw some scriptures up on today's post, so that you guys can see some scriptures should you doubt that fact. And then we're going to start, finally, we're going to start getting into this whole thing about witnessing to Unification Church members. And I regret to inform you that everywhere I looked on the internet for tips on witnessing to the Unification Church members, I couldn't find anything. I mean, there is nothing. And you know, I've got all kinds of ideas, but let's be honest here. I've never even met somebody who's part of the Unification Church yet. So, of course, I'm going to have a lot of great ideas because, well, first of all, the Holy Spirit's in charge here. And the Holy Spirit's ultimately what converts people. And I've got some thoughts and some suggestions on how we can reach them. But it comes down to the fact that I really wanted to get some experts to weigh in on this, some people who have either been part of the Unification Church or has had success witnessing the people in this movement. But that's why I say that this series is done for now, because I'm waiting for one of you guys to contact me. I'm waiting for some people to contact me and say, hey, I'm your expert. I want to talk to you about this. And then I'll add to the series. But until then, we're just about done. So anyway, let's go ahead and jump right in. And let's talk about this darker side of the moon. This is important. There is a darker side of this Reverend Moon that needs to be exposed here. I mean, everything that we've talked about thus far, you know, you get the impression he's just a huckster, right? He's just one of those guys that wants to start a movement and make a bunch of money, you know, start a newspaper or purchase a newspaper and, you know, acquire assets all over the world and just make a ton of money and have a great life, right? But there's a darker side of this man, besides the fact that he says things like it's okay to lie and cheat. He's involved with occultism, or he was involved when he was alive. You know, Divine Principle, page 163, any Christian who, in spiritual communication, can see John the Baptist directly in the spirit world. Listen to that, guys. I don't know if any of you guys have been involved with the occult. I have. All right? You know, check out my teaching on Wicca. I talk about it a little bit, and I'll talk about it some more in future teachings. I got involved in some pretty dark stuff. But I'm hearing him loud and clear when he says things like, can see John the Baptist directly in the spirit world, we'll be able to understand the authenticity of all these things. Guys, famed occultic spiritist Arthur Ford mentions Moon as a friend who has practiced the occultic arts with him in his book, Unknown but Known. Okay, check this one out. Divine Principle, 529. Therefore, countless men of religion are receiving very clear revelations concerning the Lord's second coming in Korea in many different ways by contacting spirit men of various levels. Whoa, okay, come on. Contacting many spirit men of various levels, from the realm of miscellaneous spirits to the realm of the paradise level spirits. Well, he is just creating all kinds of doctrine here. Nevertheless, the leaders of the present Christian world, due to their spiritual ignorance, are still unresponsive and have refused to pay heed to such things. This is similar to what happened in Jesus' day when the chief priests and rabbis, who should have been the first to know of the second coming of the Messiah, were entirely unaware of the fact due to their spiritual ignorance, while on the other hand, the astrologers, oh, give me a break, the astrologers and the shepherds knew of the message through revelations. Okay, so the diviners, the astrologers, the wicked witchcraft practicing people of the world knew that the Messiah was coming, but the rabbis didn't. That's the picture he's painting. No, it was the rabbis that walked after their own traditions and had been chasing after their own wicked ways that didn't quite get it. The astrologers didn't have a clue. And some wise men who had been trained up reading prophecy, some wise men who were descendants of the same wise men that Daniel had raised up, Daniel, the prophet Daniel, these men were a school of people studying the prophets for years and years and years. These guys come around. They knew the scriptures. That's why they knew where Jesus was going to be born. Okay? It had nothing to do with they were astrologers. You know, they all just sat around and studied the zodiac and, you know, somehow a comet zipped around a distant star and, you know, never mind. It had nothing to do with people staring up at the stars and predicting the zodiac. But anyway, that's not my point. My point here is that Moon practices necromancy. So if he's just a huckster and he has nothing to do with the occult, which this Ford guy seems to say otherwise and his own quotes say otherwise, well, then he's a huckster that doesn't know the Bible. But I'm willing to believe he's a little more than a huckster and that he is practicing the occult. Usually every single person that starts one of these movements is practicing the occult in some form or fashion and then ends up getting communications from some spirit who teaches them the quote unquote, you know, the true way. And all of those Christians, God bless them, they're good hearts, but they just missed it, you know. They always just miss it by that much. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. He is into necromancy. He is in the cult, occult spiritism, communicating with the dead, and practicing the occult arts. So anyway, let's move on. Okay, so let's move on. I promised you at the beginning of this series that towards the end we would look at different ways that people have found success when witnessing to those in the Unification Church. And after much research on the internet, searching and turning over rocks and kicking tires and checking everywhere, I could not find much of anything about witnessing to a Unification Church member. So at this point, you're stuck with Michael Bohm's conjecture, because I've never witnessed to one either. So here we are. I'm gonna give you some ideas that I have, and I'm waiting for you, Mr. Mrs. Person who's come out of the Unification Church and come to Christ. I'm waiting for you to contact me so that I can add to this series and talk about your insights. And so at this point, though, what I'm going to share with you, though, it's still good stuff, okay? I mean, come on. You don't have to be an expert in an area to lead somebody to Christ, right? It's the Holy Spirit that leads somebody to Christ. So What is the first order of business? Pray. You hit your knees and you pray for this person. Because ultimately it is God who changes their hearts. Okay? On the other hand, God also commands us to be faithful and to go out to the world and make disciples. We're supposed to share our faith. You know, we're supposed to be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that's in us. So here are some insights. Some of them will be obvious to you guys, and some of them may not be, or maybe all of them will be. But a couple of things that crossed my mind. First of all, the end of that verse I just quoted. Some of you are probably wondering why I stopped. Be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Go into this witnessing encounter, first of all, having prayed. Second of all, in meekness, humility, and fear of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Don't go in there all arrogant style, cracking jokes, and or putting your finger in their face and telling them right off that they're going to go to hell. Now, having just mentioned hell, remember that Unification Church members, they believe that hell is temporary. You know, Sun Myung Moon taught that hell just lasts as long as it's going to take to purify you and basically persuade you to God's side. And even Satan himself, I mean, like Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, all these guys who have done wicked, horrible things will all just happen to get sprung out of hell someday. Where is the justice in that? I don't know. But before I go into some crazy tangent about hell, and I will tomorrow, I'll at least discuss that a little bit. I wanted to make a point here before we close, and I'm going to pretty much cut it to a stop here in a second. My point is this. Guys, again, and I mentioned this many times throughout this series, Moon and the Bible contradict each other. Moon said that his words and his book, Divine Principle, do not contradict each other, but they clearly do. And so without cutting Moon down, we need to be graceful. We need to be loving. We need to be humble. But without really taking Moon off at the knees, we should lovingly show them the differences between what Moon said and what the Bible says. And we need to do that through questions. We need to be asking them questions like, didn't Moon say that his words and the Bible don't contradict? And of course they're going to answer yes. And if they say no, well then I guess you need to show them where Moon said that, because Moon did say that. And then say, what would you say if they did contradict? Would you believe the Bible or Moon? And really the point is, we want to get them, in fact, maybe that's not a good question, because you don't want them to say, well, I'll stick with Moon. Maybe you should be asking it like this. If we find that Moon and the Bible contradict each other, shouldn't we go with the Bible, the Word of God that has proven itself through prophecy, healings, understanding of science that the Jews should not have understood during their days, you know, that kind of stuff. Shouldn't we stick with the Bible because there are hundreds of prophecies in there that have come to pass accurately? And we want them to understand that the Bible is the authority. And should there be a contradiction, we need to take the side of the Bible, right? So that's the direction I'm going to go with when we start off tomorrow. And tomorrow is the last one in this series until my experts come to me and say, hey, I want to be your expert. I want to shed some light on witnessing to Unification Church members. I've had success, or I used to be part of that movement, or whatever. I want to hear from you guys. So I'm pointing at you, ex-Unification Church member or successful Mooney witnesser person. Oh, boy. By the way, calling them Moonies, I've heard, is somewhat like derogatory. It's somewhat of an insult. But yet at the same time, I could have sworn I read that Moon himself referred to his followers as Moonies a few times jokingly. So I guess I say that a little lightly. I don't mean to poke fun and I don't mean to insult. Okay. So if any of you Unification Church members are listening, I'm not attacking you. Okay. Anyway, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and you guys can leave comments and questions, and you can contact me and say, hey, I've had success witnessing to Unification Church members. Contact me. And you guys can also hook up with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.